For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. A law now making its way through the South Carolina House of Representatives would change the executions of some criminals on death row. There has not been an execution in the state since 2011, according to State Department of Corrections Director Brian Sterling. The state has two methods of execution, by electric chair or lethal injection. But
sometime in the late 80s or 90s, they changed the law where it was a choice, and the majority, when they come up, have chosen lethal injection.
That choice is now a problem because the state's drugs used for lethal injection have expired and more can't be purchased. Drug companies don't want to be associated with executions, and without a law to shield their names from public disclosure, they refuse to sell their products to the state. There's a proposal for such a law, which is used elsewhere, Sterling said.
We've seen other states that have shield laws that would shield the manufacturer, the supplier of the drugs to Department of Corrections, give them to the Department of Corrections, and executions be carried out. So that's why we are trying to push the shield law, but there's a default law also where it would default from the injection to the electric chair.
This default law is the one under House consideration, said the director, because once the defendant chooses lethal injection, it can't be switched to the electric chair without a change in the law, even if the lethal drugs aren't available. USC law professor Colin Miller said some death row inmates have chosen lethal injection as a way to delay their executions.
And that is largely the impetus for the Senate passing this bill, is that since 2011, we haven't had drugs that allow for completion of the lethal injection protocol. And so inmates are allowed to say, I choose lethal injection, and there's no way to effectuate that. So certainly inmates can say that, and that's a big reason why some lawmakers are supporting this bill.
Sterling said no executions are currently scheduled, but he was quick to add,
we have not had an order that we cannot carry out because we don't have the drugs. However, if we did have an order, if someone just said, hey, I waive my rights, I want to be put to death, and I choose lethal injection, then we would not be able to carry it out at this time.
Miller gave another reason why lethal injection is the preferred method of execution.
The common perception is that lethal injection is more humane and less painful as an execution method. Now, in practice, that's not necessarily the case. Lethal injections are often botched, and in fact, the process can be quite painful, but certainly the public understanding is that lethal injection is a softer, more gentle execution method than electrocution.
Even if the default law passes, it could be challenged on constitutional grounds, Miller said.
You can imagine inmates, one, saying this is cruel and unusual punishment. And then second, we have this constitutional provision, the ex post facto clause, that says you're not allowed to increase the severity of a punishment after a person's been convicted. And so you could see a constitutional challenge that this violates ex post facto.
No one has died in the electric chair in South Carolina since 2008. Miller said that even with shield laws in several states, some may also begin defaulting to electrocution.
I think it's a strong possibility because the response in some other states has been to switch the protocol of drugs they use for lethal injection, and in some cases that has produced some botched executions. And so maybe the logical next step is maybe we go to some of these other execution methods.
The law professor said South Carolinians still support the death penalty, but soon they may have to ponder, do they support death by electrocution? This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.